弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们睡醒了没有？
Are you awake?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们能够一起来这里，我们一起来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
That together we can come here to worship our Lord and our God.
我们也一起起来，我们来读主的话，我们来学习主的话。
Oh, so let's all rise up together to study and to learn His word.
在过去的两天，我们在这里，第一个晚上，我们在这里把主的福音传出去。
For the past two days, the first night, we preached the gospel of the Lord.
我们实在看到主的恩典。是愿意万人得救，不愿意一个人沉沦。
We really see that the Lord's grace is for all to be saved, not even one to perish.
而且我们在这里信主的人
，And for us who have believed in the Lord here,
我们里面实在有一个很大的盼望。
We really have this great hope within our heart.
就是我们所认识的人，我们所亲爱的人，你们都能够。接受耶稣基督做你们的救主。
That is all of the, those we know whom we love will all receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
不单指我们信耶稣可以脱去死亡，脱去罪所带来给我们的捆锁。
Not only that, for all of us who believe in the Lord would be a deliverer from the bondage of sin and death.
不单指我们信耶稣可以得到永生。
Not only that.All of us who believe in the Lord would receive the eternal life.
那昨天晚上我们讲到神的救恩是全备的救恩。
But also last night we mentioned that the Lord's salvation is full.
他是救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
He delivered us from so great a death.
然后他今天还要拯救我们。
And today he does deliver us.
那有一天他还要叫我们身体改变。成为得着一个荣耀的身体。
And someday he will change our body to become a glorious one.
所以昨天晚上我们在这里特别是讲到魂的救恩。
Last night here we especially mentioned about the salvation of souls.
就是主耶稣当我们重生得救的时候。
That is when we are saved, when we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们就得到重生。
We are born again.
我们圣经里面告诉我们说，从灵生的就是灵。
And the Bible teaches that that which is who is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit.
圣灵就住在我们的灵里面。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
耶稣在我们的里面。
And Jesus Christ is in our spirit.
但是保罗的祷告乃是说，求神借着他的灵，叫我们心里的力量刚强起来。
But Paul prayed that may God grant to us, according to the riches of glory, be strengthened with the might through the Spirit in our heart, in our man.
因着你们的信
，and through faith,
叫耶稣基督，叫基督能够住在你们心里面。
So that Christ could dwell in your heart.
我们都知道，当我们信主的时候
，we know when we believe in the Lord.
神。的灵住在我们的灵里面。
God's spirit dwells in our spirit.
但是他不单只要在我们的灵里面。
But not only is he in our spirit.
因着我们的信，因着我们的顺服。
And because of our faith, because of our obedience.
他要住在我们的心里面。
He also wants to dwell in our hearts.
就是在我们的心思、我们的意念、我们的情感里面。让耶稣基督在我们里面作王。
That is, he wants to reign in our mind, in our thought, in our emotion, our will.
这样我们才能够过一个得胜的生活。
Only in this way could we possibly lead an overcoming life.
所以在彼得的一生的里面
，Throughout Peter's life，
他经历了耶稣基督在他身上的作为。
He experiences the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in him.
我们知道，当彼得。一开始耶稣就跟他说来跟从我我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样
We know in the very beginning Jesus tells Peter to come after me I will make you fishers of men
大家你知不知道彼得头一次遇到主是在什么时候
Do you know when is the first time when Peter meets our Lord
其实那是在约翰福音第一章的时候
Actually it is in the gospel according to John chapter 1
其实当时是施浸约翰在那里传 耶稣基督的福音。
At that time, it was John the Baptist preached the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以听见第一章四十节那里说，听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
Now in John chapter 1:40, one of the two who heard John speak and followed them was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
他说他就找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了，我们遇见基督，遇见救主了。”
He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah."
于是就领他去见耶稣。
Therefore, he brought Simon Peter to see Jesus.
那圣经那里说，说耶稣看着他说。
And the Bible says that Jesus looked at him.
说你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法，翻出来就是彼得。
Now you are Simon, the son of Jonah. You are called Cephas, which is translated Simon. A stone.
我不知道你们有没有注意到，当彼得第一次来到耶稣面前见耶稣的时候，然后耶稣就看着他。
When Peter first came to Jesus, Jesus looked at him.
我不知道你们来到耶稣的跟前，你有没有发现耶稣看过你。
I don't know, when you come to Jesus, have you ever noticed that Jesus has looked at you?
看到这个 Sam, 也看到那个 Sam.
And he looks at this Sam and the other one.
耶稣看着他。
Jesus is looking at him.
然后就告诉他，你呀，本来你是约翰的儿子，你是天然的一个人，但是有一天你要变成基法，你这个泥土啊要变成一块石头。
Now you are Simon the son of Jonah, but you shall be called Cephas. You will be changed from mud into a stone.
所以我们就看到彼得就一直开始学习跟从耶稣。
And from then on, Peter started learning to follow Jesus.
但是你们还记不记得耶稣还有第二次看彼得？
But do you recall that Jesus also looked at Peter the second time?
耶稣第二次看彼得呢？
The second time,
那就是经过一段很长的日子了。
The second time that he looked at Peter is after such a long time.
当耶稣被卖的时候。
When Jesus was betrayed,
给人抓到大祭司的院子里面去。
He was taken to the court of the high priest.
在耶稣被抓去之前，曾经存着跟彼得讲过。
And before he was taken to the high priest's court, he once said to Peter,
他说呢，我要被抓去啊。
I will be taken away.
但是呢，牧人被击打。羊群会四散。
The shepherd shall be struck, and the sheep would be scattered.
那耶稣就说：“但我实在告诉你啊，今天晚上鸡叫以前呢、啊，你要三次不认我。”
And Jesus told Peter plainly that tonight before the rooster crows, you shall deny me three times.
我们都记得啊，这是一个在彼得跟随主的路上，是可能是他生命里面最低点的时候。
We all know this probably is the lowest point of all his journey in following the Lord.
他跟随主差不多有三年了。
It had been about 3 years since he followed the Lord.
他永远都是跟主最亲密的那一个。
For always, he was the closest one who followed the Lord.
但是主说，今天晚上鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
But the Lord said, tonight before the rooster crows, you shall deny me three times.
这彼得说，这怎么会的？
And Peter said, how could it be?
彼得就是说，说就是我必须和你死啊，我已经总那么不认你。
Even I must die with you, I would never deny you.
所以说众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我永远不会跌倒。
Even though people are made to stumble because of you, I will never.
但是很可惜啊。
But it's quite a shame.
当我们的主给抓去的时候。
When our Lord was taken away,
在大祭司的院子里面受审问。
When he was a judge at the court of the high priest,
哎呀，彼得当时吓得胆量都没有啊。
Peter was so scared, he lost all of his confidence.
在外面，在院子的外面。
At the outer court,
那些使女，一个很卑鄙的使女，哎，他说你不是跟里面那个人是一伙的人吗？
A very lowly maid told her, isn't you one of them who follow Jesus?
他说我不认识他。
And he said, I do not know him.
他三次否认主的名。
Three times he denied the Lord's name.
然后就鸡叫啊。
And the rooster crowed.
你记得那是在路加福音二十二章六十一节，主在院子的里面说，主转过身来看彼得。
And this is recorded in Luke 21 verse 66. The Lord turned his head and looked at Peter.
这是主圣经里面记载，这是用同一个字。头一次当彼得来见耶稣的时候，耶稣看着他就说，你是约翰的儿子，你有一天要称为彼得基法。
Now these looking are the same words. The very first time is when Jesus came, I mean Peter came to see Jesus. Jesus looked at him saying, you are the son of Jonah. One day you'll be called Cephas.
但是当他鸡叫之后，他三次不认主的时候，主在里面又看了他一眼。
And after three times he denied our Lord JesusChrist, and when the rooster crowed, the Lord turned and looked at him again.
我们看到实在是，你说是有恩典也好，你说是主特别的管理也好，他在里面，彼得在外面，主一转一看，彼得又看到主看他，哎呀，这件事情你说是好还是不好？
Now, Peter was in, at outside court, and Jesus was in the inner court.And then Jesus, when Jesus turned around and he saw Peter, do you think this is a good thing because of Jesus' grace or because of the insight?
我相信彼得里面实在是还有一个心向着主。
I truly believe that within Peter's heart, he,
虽然他三次不认主，
he did have the heart for the Lord, even though he denied him three times.
还是偷偷的看着主。
But still, He looked at the Lord, glancing at him.
正好主后来就看了他。
And right at that moment, the Lord turned and looked at him.
圣经里面记载说，彼得怎么样呢？他就出去痛哭。
And what did the Bible record? Peter went out and he wept bitterly.
他完了。
He thought he was gone. He was finished.
他不单只否认主，而且主知道他否认主。
Not only did he deny the Lord, but the Lord knew he did it.
他里面那个雄心、那个大志、那个骄傲、那个自信、那个自以为意，完了。
All his high ambition, all his self-righteousness, all of his conceitedness at this moment is finished.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
当主复活以后，
When the Lord was raised up again,
主告诉那个妇女，你去告诉门徒和彼得要在那里等我。
Jesus told his, those women and telling them to tell the disciples and Peter to wait for him.
在约翰福音二十一章，主在他众同伴的面前跟彼得有三次的对话，说你爱我比这些更多吗？
In John 21 we read that before all the Peter's companions, the Lord Jesus asked him three times, do you love me more than these?
主那第二次的看，
the second looking of the Lord at Peter,
就叫彼得这个人他的起忘了。
Finishes Peter, this person, all himself.
他知道他不能够再夸口了。
Peter knew no longer could he boast.
他知道他不能够再靠吃自己了。
No longer could he depend on himself.
那个时候他知道他应该否认的是他自己，否定的是他自己。
At that time he knew he should have denied himself.
但是他却否认了主。
Instead he denied his Lord.
他知道他靠他自己。
He knew that by all his means,
没有办法。
He couldn't do anything.
所以那第二次的看，
So the second looking of our Lord,
我相信是叫他整个的魂死掉了。
Put to death all of Peter's soul, as I believe it.
完了。
His soul is now finished.
但是当主来恢复他的时候，
Now when the Lord restored him,
我们就看到从那个时候开始他就至死忠心跟随主。
From then on, we see Peter follow the Lord even to death. faithfully.
不再自以为是自作主张。
No longer would be self-righteous and would, no longer would he make up his own mind.
当我们信主的时候,
when we believe in the Lord,
当我们的灵得救的时候,
when our spirit is so, saved,
我们需要主来看我们。
We need to have the Lord to look at us.
我们接触到主。
So we could come into contact with him.
但是当我们真正认识我们自己的时候,
but when we truly understand ourselves,
就像彼得有主第二次的看他。
Just as Peter was being looked at by the Lord the second time.
当主第二次看他的时候,
when the Lord looked at Peter the second time,
他的魂得救了。
Peter's soul was saved.
因为他自己知道他自己不行了。
Because he himself knew that he couldn't do anything and totally he let go of himself. And then we see that the Peter after this was an overcomer. And at that time he knew he didn't love his Lord dearly. At that time he knew he loved himself more than his Lord.
因为他应该否定的是他自己, 他却否认了主。
Because he should have denied himself, instead he denied his Lord.
他曾经夸口说, 众人为你的缘故跌倒, 我永不跌倒。
He once boasted himself that even though all are made to stumble, I would never.
他说, 我必须和你同死啊, 也总不能不认你啊。
Even though I have to die with you, I would never deny you.
这是他的自己。
And this is the Peter's self.
这是他的魂。
And this is his soul.
这是他自以为他自己能够做得到的。
This is when he thought he could do everything.
那是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
总允许他失败。
The Lord allowed him to fail.
好像有的时候允许我们失败一样。
Just as sometimes he allows us to fail.
但是主要我们认识我们自己。
But the Lord wants us to know ourselves.
叫我们再连到主的身上。
So that we could be united again with our Lord.
为什么在约翰福音21章主要三次地问彼得, 你爱我吗? 你爱我比这些更多吗?
Why is it in John 21 the Lord has to ask Peter three times, Do you love me? Do you love me more than these?
因为主要跟彼得建立一个更深的关系。
Because the Lord wanted to build this deeper relationship with him.
主要彼得从今以后去服侍他。
The Lord wanted Peter to serve him from then on.
主要彼得从今以后去喂养他的羊。
He wanted Peter from then on to feed his sheep.
主要彼得认识一个服侍主的人需要跟主建立在一个爱的关系上。
The Lord wanted Peter to know that a person who wanted to serve him had to build upon this relationship of love.
一个真正服侍主 生命成长的人,
a man who truly serves the Lord and whose life has been mature
必须是一个爱主的人,
has to be the one who loves the Lord.
我们看到, 当主在这里一次, 两次, 三次, 在这里跟彼得有这个对话的时候,
now we see that the Lord once, twice, and three times when he had this conversation with Peter,
彼得就认识他跟他的主的关系
Peter came to the understanding that his relationship with his Lord was totally based upon the relationship of love.
然后主就跟他说, 你去喂养我的羊, and, 牧养我的羊。
And the Lord said to Peter, Go, tend, and feed my sheep.
如果没有一个对主的爱, 我们就没有办法 去用生命供应神的羊。
Without this love toward our Lord, it's impossible for us to provide for the sheep with life.
神是这样的来在这里拣选我们。
God has chosen us in such a way.
他拣选我们做什么?
What is that he has chosen us?
我们来今天看第二章。
Now let's read 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们读第九节第十节。
We will read 2, 9, and 10.
彼得前书第二章第九第十节。
First Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10.
就是唯有你们是被拣选的族类, 是有君尊的祭司, 是圣洁的国度, 是属神的子民, 要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗, 入奇妙光明者的美德, 你们从前不算得子民, 现在却做了神的子民, 从前未曾蒙连续, 现在却蒙了连续。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy.
这里就看到说唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
Here he shows us that only you are the chosen one.
从第一章那里就告诉我们说我们是蒙拣选的。
Now in first chapter we have already read we are the elect.
就在第二节那里说就是照父神的先见被拣选借着圣灵得成圣洁以至于顺服耶稣基督又蒙他血所洒的人愿安惠平安
Verse 2, we read, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied. All of us who are born again by the Holy Spirit.
重生我们,
All of us who have been born again through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, that we have this living hope.
然后神呼召我们,
Then God has called us to love Him.
今天虽然我们不能够看见他, 但是我们因信就有说不出来, 满有荣光的大喜乐。
Today, even though we do not see him, but believing, we have this joy inexpressible and full of glory.
证明说我们要得着信心的果效, 就是魂的得救。
And then we also will receive the end of our faith, that is the salvation of our soul.
神拯救我们。
God has delivered us.
不但把生命给我们,
not only does he give us his life,
而叫我们认识我们要耶稣基督充满在我们的心里。
But he also wants Jesus Christ to fill us in our heart.
他还告诉我们, 有一天, 我们的身体也要改变,
he also tells us that one day our body will be transformed into the glorious ones.
他给了这么全备的救恩给我们,
he has given such a full salvation to us.
为的是什么?
For what purpose?
给我们有什么的责任?
What responsibility has he entrusted?
这么说, 唯有你们。 是被拣选的族类。
Here we read, but you are a chosen race.
我们之所以这么蒙恩典, 这么蒙神的爱,
The reason that we are so loved dearly and so blessed.
是没有其他的原因。
It's for no other reason.
就是你们是被拣选的族类。
Simply because you are a chosen race.
而且第十节那里还告诉我们。
And verse 10 we also read.
说你们从前不算子民, 现在却做了神的子民。
We once were not a people, but now are the people of God.
昨天我们不属于神的, 跟神没有关系的。
Before we did not belong to God, had no relationship with him.
你们从前未蒙怜悯, 现在却蒙了怜悯。
You had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
也就是说今天我们能够蒙神这么大的爱, 是神的怜悯。
That tells us that today we have such a tremendous love simply because of God's mercy.
以前我没有蒙神怜悯, 现在我们被拣选, 是因为蒙了什么怜悯?
Before we had not obtained mercy, today we are chosen, it's because we have received this mercy.
今天我们能够成为神所拣选的, 君尊的祭司, 不是因为我们的学问, 我们的好处, 或者我们的出身, 是神的怜悯。
Today, we have become the elect, the chosen ones. It's not because of our learning, our education, our birth. It's totally because of God's mercy.
如果真是要说我们有什么功劳的话,
if you really want to say if we might have a bit of merit,
那就是第二章, 第七节那里说到，因为匠人所砌的石头在我们这信的人身上称为宝贵。
It's all because what's said in verse 7, that is the stone which the builders rejected has become the precious stone in us.
换一句话说，世人不认识这位耶稣基督。
To put it another way, the world did not know this Lord Jesus Christ.
我们却拣选了耶稣基督。
We have chosen Jesus Christ.
我们愿意信耶稣。
We are willing to believe in Jesus.
这是我们唯一的功劳。
This is the only merit we can claim.
但是如果你真正的来看神的话，其实我们能够信耶稣也是神的拣选。
Then again, if you read God's word carefully, that the reason that you have chosen Jesus Christ is also because of his election.
但是神知道我们愿意接受圣灵的工作。
But God knows all the way that we're willing to receive the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以讲到拣选的时候，
So when we speak of this election,
有人就在那里来议论嘛，哎呀，既然是神拣选的，那我们就不用传福音了嘛。
And people,
他是拣选的，他一定得救的。
People are disputing that, well, since this is election, well, we don't have to preach the gospel. Whoever is chosen is chosen.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们这些被召的人是神预先所知道的人。
But the Bible teaches that all those who have been called are foreknown by him.
所以穆迪曾经讲过。
So Moody once said,
他说在天堂的门口啊，
at the gate of heaven,
上面就贴着凡愿意的都可以进来。
There is something posted on the door, whoever wills, whoever wishes could come in.
愿意接受的都可以进来。
Whoever desires to receive,
你进了天堂以后啊，你看这个天堂里面又写了一句话。
And once you enter into the heaven, you turn around and you see something again written on the gate.
说蒙拣选的人是有福的。
Blessed are the elect.
你就看到好像我们就看到说，哎呀，我们能够来到神的面前，哦，都是神拣选我们。
It tells us that the reason we can come before God is, oh,It's always because of God's election.
但是在这里看到神的拣选的时候，
But when we look at God's election,
神是愿意拣选所有的人。
God is willing to elect all.
所以凡愿意的人都可以进来。
Whoever desires could come in.
但是他的拣选，
But his election,
是根据预先他所知道的。
Is based upon those whom he has foreknown.
他知道你愿意接受圣灵的感动。
Because he knows you will be willing to be touched by the Holy Spirit.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
所以我们要去传福音。
That's why we need to preach the gospel.
所以神的门是向所有的人打开的。
Therefore, the God's door is wide open to all.
所以我们要把人带进来。
Therefore, we need to bring people in.
但是人要做一件事。
But man has to do one thing.
就是愿意。
That is, you have to be willing.
所以我们这些蒙拣选的人。
All of us who are the elect.
如果我们有什么功劳的话，
If there is any merit for us,
已经我们愿意相信耶稣。
It's simply this. We are willing to believe in Jesus.
因为那不信的人，就是说匠人所弃，就是耶稣基督这位房角石，是很多人他们所抛弃的。
To those who do not believe, they have rejected the chief cornerstone.
但是对于我们信的人，我们看这位匠人所砌的头块石头为宝贵。
But to us all who redeem this stone rejected by the builders as precious.
说唯有你们是给拣选的族类。
You are the chosen race.
是有君尊的祭司，
a royal priesthood,
是圣洁的国度，
a holy nation,
是属神的子民，
His own special
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这个说唯有你们。
Here the Bible speaks that only you.
我记得我在读大学的时候，
I remember when I was in college.
你们这里是不是有很多人在读大学？
Are there many you here college students?
或者有读过，可能有的还没有读啊。
Maybe some haven't entered colleges yet, and maybe
some have graduated.
At that time, I heard this from a preacher.
我到现在还记得。
Even now, I still remember that.
他说你们这些读大学的学生有很大的抱负，很多的事情要去做。
He said, all you college people have such a high hope, ambition, many things you want to do.
他说我告诉你们，今天世界上有很多的事情很多人都可以做。
I tell you this, there are so many things in the world that many people could do.
但是有一件事情是别人不可以做，只有你们才能够做。
But there is one thing none other could do it except you.
就是去传神的福音。
That is to declare God's gospel.
你们可以，别人可以做很多很多的事情，很多人都可以去做。
Other people could do many things which could be done by many.
只有蒙拣选，只有重生得救的人才能去传神的福音。
But only the elect, the born again, can preach the gospel.
所以我从那个时候我就记住这句话。
From then on, I remember what he said.
很多事情需要做的事情，很多人都可以去做。
Many things which are needed to be done, which could be done by others.
但是去传福音，拯救灵魂。只有我们这些蒙恩得救的基督徒才可以去做。
But to preach the gospel to win souls could only be done by us who are born again.
所以从那个时候开始，我里面就有一个责任感。
So from then on, I've had this sense of responsibility.
而且我觉得这个是一个尊贵的责任。
And I believe this is such a noble responsibility.
今天我们看到很多年轻人，他们要到第三世界去服务。
Now today we see many young people who want to go to the third world to help them.
去幕后的地方啊，越是你看这些 Ivy League 出来的名校出来的，好像越是有这个。我看到很多这样的人，我觉得很好，这些年轻人。
These young men, especially the graduates from Ivy League, would like to go to those countries still being developing.
那有的他们要去教书
，Some of them would go there to teach.
未必到外国，在美国教书。
May not necessarily to go abroad. Maybe they would be teaching in the States.
而且他们这些优秀的人说，特别要选去这些 underprivileged 的 school district 去教书。
And these excellent young people would like to go to underprivileged districts.
那些坏的。不去那些你们这个学区太好了啊。
They will not come to your.
要去那个纽约呀、啊，上那个什么什么那个 inner city 啊，去教书。
They will not come here because your school districts here are very good. They would like to go to New York to those underprivileged places to teach.
这是一个很大的 challenge.
And to them, this is a great challenge.
好像做很多好事情。
It seems that they are doing very good deeds.
我觉得这个我们应该做这些事情。
I believe we should do all these things.
但是你们为什么要去做？
But why is it you do this?
是要满足你们？
To satisfy yourselves?
还是为了福音的缘故？
Or for the sake of the gospel?
今天我们好像为世界上的事，我们可以付很大的代价。
Today it seems that we will pay such a great price for the worldly things.
为了一些的主义，为了一些的感觉，我们可以付上代价。
For some isms, for some feelings, we were willing to pay a great price for.
但是圣经跟我们说，唯有你们是被拣选的主位。
But the Bible teaches that only you are the elect.
在这句话里面还有一个意思。
Now there is another meaning to this phrase.
不单说唯有你们。
Not only that, alone, you are alone.
而且还有的意思就是，所有蒙恩得救的人都要去服侍神。
It also says that all of those who have been saved by grace have to go to serve God.
说唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司。里面还有个意思就是，所有的信徒都是君尊的祭司。
So here he says, you alone are a chosen generation of.A royal priesthood, but it also has another meaning that all of you who believe are chosen generation, are royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹， 你看到这是新约里面一个很重要的一个教导。
Now, brothers and sisters, do you see that? This is such an imperative teaching in the New Testament.
就是所有的信徒都是祭司 universal priesthood.
That is, all believers are universal priesthood.
在这一点上，今天有很多人因为基督教的传统里面好像有一个不准确的认识。
Now today, because of the tradition in Christianity, some people would have this not quite accurate understanding.
你知道马丁路德当时神给他看到三件事情。
You know, to Martin Luther, God showed three things to him.
他看到一个打开的圣经。
First, he saw this open Bible.
每个人都应该读神的话。
Everyone is supposed to read God's word.
他看到因信称义。
He also saw this justification by faith.
他还看到一件事情。
Another thing he also saw.
第一件，第二件，他做到了。
In reference to the first and second thing, he did it.
但第三件事情太难了。
But to the this third point is so difficult.
神那个时候已经给他看到，所有信徒都是祭司，都应该服侍神。
At that time, God showed him already that all believers are priests, should serve God.
但是因为天主教的传统太厉害了。
But because of the tradition in Catholicism, this is simply too big.
他没有办法把这个看见实行出来。
So he wasn't able to carry out this insight.
但是今天，神已经把神的光给我们打开。
But today, God has unfolded this light to us.
因为这里没有说你们年长的才是坐祭祭司。
Here, it doesn't teach that you, the elderly would be priests.
也没有说你们信主、圣经读过一百遍的才可以做祭司。
Nor all of you who have read the Bible 100 times after you believe in the Lord could serve as priests.
也没有说只有全世界蒙召出来、放下职业才可以做祭司。
Nor those who have served full time, leaving their job behind, could be priests.
这里说只有一种人是可以做祭司。
Just one type of people could be called.
就是你们。
And that's you.
就是蒙拣选的人。
You the elect.
就是因着圣灵，耶稣基督的复活的人，重生得救的人。
You who are saved because of the resurrection of the Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这一点是非常的重要。
Brothers and sisters, this point is extremely crucial.
唯有一个条件。
There is only one condition to it.
就是你是不是拣选神的。
That is, have you chosen God?
如果你是拣选神，你就是蒙拣选的。
Well, if you have chosen God, then you are the elect.
你是愿意耶稣基督做你救主的。
You are the one who is willing to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
匠人所砌的那头块石头，你看为宝贵的。
The chief cornerstone rejected by the builders is being esteemed precious.
我们就看到这里讲到祭司，我们知道我们没有时间去详细讲，但我们知道他是来侍奉神的，对不对
？Now we do not have enough time to talk about this priest in detail, but the thing we do know is that a priest serves God.
我们知道是。也把人带到神跟前的，对不对？
Isn't that right? A priest would bring people before God.
啊，你说我去传福音，把人带来。
So you say, well, I go to preach the gospel to bring people to God.
你是把人带到哪里去？
To bring people over, and where do you bring these people to?
如果你是把人带到神的跟前，你就是尽祭司的职分。
If you have bring people before God, then you are fulfilling your priesthood.
你是传福音。
When you preach the gospel.
你是传什么的福音
？What kind of gospel are you sharing?
你是耶稣基督的福音。
Are you sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ?
你把神带到人的面前，你就是祭司。
When you bring God before man, then you are a priest.
所以这里告诉我们，不单是祭司。
Here we read that not only a priest.
是。君尊的祭司
，But also we are royal priests.
是有君王尊荣的祭司
，Priests with the kingly majesty.
所以我们看到，不代表所有的信徒都是祭司。
So here we see that all the believers are priests.
所有相信的都是应该服侍主的人。
All the believers should be the ones who serve God.
但是你看到我们今天新约的祭司跟旧的祭司还不一样。
But do you see it here that the priests in New Testament?Are different from those in Old Testament.
你看在旧约里面，祭司就是祭司，好像没有所谓带着 君王尊荣的祭司。
You see, in the Old Testament, a priest is just a priest without this kingly majesty.
你看那个旧约里面做君王的也不能够做祭司。
You see, in Old Testament, a king cannot be a priest.
但如果我们读启示录第五章第九到十节那里就告诉我们。
If you read Revelations chapter 5, 9 and 10,
启示录第五章第九到十节那里说他们唱新歌说你就是羔羊配拿书卷配揭开七印因为你曾被杀用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来叫他们归于神又叫他们成为国民做祭司归于神在地上执掌王权
Revelation 5:9 we read that they sang a new song saying you that's the lambyou are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us a kingdom and priest to our God, that we shall reign on the earth.
这里讲到做祭司归于神，而且在地上要执掌王权。
Here he says that we shall become priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth.
所以你就看到吗？这个祭司。
Do you see it here? The priest here.
这个有君王尊荣的祭司。
These priests who have this kingly majesty.
他这个我们看到，他不单只有祭司，还有君王的位分，因为他说在地上要执掌王权。
Not only are they priests, but they also hold the kingly position because they shall reign on the earth.
你就看到有谁是祭司，又是君王。
So here.Who are the priests and who are the kings?
只有耶稣基督，他是大祭司，他也是君王。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ, he is a high priest, the great high priest, and also he is our king.
神拣选我们做什么？
Now, why is God has chosen us?
做君尊的祭司。
Simply to become a royal priest.
就是在地上代表耶稣基督做君王，做祭司。
That is, we will represent the Lord Jesus Christ on earth as priests and as kings.
你看到这个多尊贵的一个呼召。
Oh, you see what a noble calling it is.
你看到在旧约的里面，祭司他根据什么做祭司呢？
In Old Testament, according to what could one become a priest?
如果我们读出埃及记二十八章那里，简单的我点一下。
Now, if you read Exodus 28, very briefly, I will point out this.
那里当时。神吩咐摩西
When God commanded Moses
出埃及记二十八章第二第三节那里说你要给你哥哥亚伦做圣衣为荣耀为华美又要吩咐一切心中有智慧的就是我用智慧的名所充满的给亚伦做衣服使他分别为圣可以给我供祭司的职分
Exodus 28, when God commanded Moses and said, You shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother, for glory and for beauty. So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate them, that he might minister to me as priest.
这里说到给亚伦做衣服使他分别为圣可以供我可以给我供祭司的职分。
Here we see that they will make Aaron's garments and consecrate him, and he may minister to me as priest.
我们都知道，因为一般人当中亚伦的家族做祭司。
We all know that among the Levites, only the descendants of Aaron could become priests.
是因为神的恩典。
And this is all because of God's grace.
因为本来神要拣选全以色列族当他们出埃及的时候神就叫他们去侍奉神
Originally God had chosen all the Israelites when they left Egypt they, God wanted them to serve the Lord
但是他们犯罪
But,
拜金牛犊
They sinned They worshipped the golden calf
当神叫摩西在那里吩咐他的百姓站在管门的当中说
When,
说凡是属耶和华的要到我这里来你看只有利未的子孙聚到这边来
When God told Moses to tell all the Israelites, whoever belonged to God, come to me, only the descendants of Levi came forward.
所以当时开始，在以色列人能够侍奉神的只有利未的子孙，也在利未的子孙当中，神拣选了亚伦这一个家族。
And from then on, only those who were the descendants of Levi could serve God. And also among the Levites, God chose the descendants of Aaron to serve him as priests.
但是我们知道，这是神不愿意这样做的一件事情，是没有办法。
But we know this is something God had no delight in. He couldn't, there was no way for him to do other ways.
这不是神的命定。
This wasn't being predestined by God.
所以到新约的时候，
so when we come to New Testament,
神就要恢复谆谆祭司在所有的信徒的身上。
God wants to restore this noble priesthood among all the saints.
有一个条件，
there is one condition to this.
就是你们要站在耶和华这边。
You have to stand on the side of the Lord.
你们愿意拣选神的儿子做你们的救主。
That is, you want to choose Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as your Savior.
你们都要做服侍神的人。
All of you have to be those who serve Him.
但是服侍是根据什么呢？
But what is your service based upon?
在旧约里面说，你要给你哥哥亚伦做圣衣，为荣耀，为华美。
In Old Testament, we read that you have to make these garments for your brother Aaron for glory and for beauty.
我们当然这里是讲到大祭司。
Now here we are talking about the high priest.
我们讲到耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那今天我们能够侍奉神，完全是根据耶稣基督。
Today, the reason that we could serve our God is totally based upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
旧约的祭司，他根据什么侍奉？
Now, based on what the priest in Old Testament could serve?
根据他们穿戴的圣衣。
It's based upon the holy garments they put on.
根据大祭司的以弗德、胸牌、外袍、内袍。
It's based upon the the breastplate of judgment, the ephod, the tunic, and the robe.
我们都知道是跟那都是讲到耶稣基督的荣耀，耶稣基督的华美。
And we know that they all speak of the beauty, the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们能够来到神的跟前，我们侍奉神是根据什么呢？
Today we come before the Lord, and on what we could serve Him?
是根据我们能够佩戴基督。
It's all because we have put on Christ.
是根据神给我们的全备的救恩。
It's based upon the full salvation that God has granted to us.
彼得知道他要侍奉神，他要喂养神的羊的时候。
Now Peter knew when he had to feed God's sheep.
他不能再靠他自己的热心，不能再靠他自己的公义。
No longer could he depend on his own zeal or his own merit.
当主第二次在看到他的时候，他知道他自己不能够再可靠。
Now, when the Lord did look at Peter the second time, Peter knew himself that there is nothing he could rely on himself.
他知道耶稣基督是他的主。
He knew that the Lord Jesus Christ was his Lord.
不单只在他的灵里面，也充满在他的心思、意念、情感里面。
This is not only in his spirit alone, but also this is Jesus Christ is his Lord in his thoughts, in his emotions, in his will.
今天我们被拣选做君尊的祭司，不是你有多尊贵，不是因为你在艾比里读过书。
Today you're chosen as priest is not because how noble you are or because you have gone to Ivy League school.
是因为你耶稣基督做你的救主。
It's simply because Jesus Christ as your Lord.
而且也因着基督不单只是你的主，基督也是你的荣耀。基督也是你的美丽。
And Christ not only is He your Lord, but He is also your beauty and your glory.
我们能够服侍神，是因为我们所佩戴的基督。
The reason we can serve God is because of Jesus Christ that we have put on.
今天我们在哪里？
Today where we are? Where are we?
我们是在基督里面。
We are in Christ.
我们在基督的里面，基督也充满在我们的里面。
We're in Christ, and Christ fills us in us.
基督不单只住在我们的灵里面
Not only does he dwell in our spirit
还要因着我们的信住在我们的心里面
But because of our faith he will dwell in our hearts
我们在基督里
We are in Christ
基督在我们的里面
In Christ in us
我们活出来的是什么
What is that we live out
是荣耀是华美
It's simply the glory and the beauty
不再是你
No longer you
是基督在你里面
But it is Christ who lives in you.
当基督在我们里面活的时候
When Christ lives in us,
弟兄姊妹，那个不是凄凄凉凉、孤孤单单，流着眼泪，哎呀，凄凉啊！我现在已经死了，啊，我不能活了。
It's not a condition that's a miserable, desolate, and that's saying, "Oh, now I'm dead. I no longer live." It's not that you're crying with sorrows.
你是死吗？你是不要活。
Yes, you're dead. You don't want to live anymore.
但是那个荣耀、华美的基督在你的里面。
But this Christ, beauty and glory now dwells in you.
当你侍奉神的时候
When you serve God,
你不是靠着你自己
It's not by your own means.
不是靠着你的学问
Not by your learning.
是靠着这位荣耀、华美的基督。
But totally depending on this beautiful, glorious Christ.
哥林多前书一章三十节说但你们得在耶稣基督里是本乎神神又使他成为我们的智慧
1 Corinthians chapter 1:30 we read that It is of God that you are in Christ and he has become for us a wisdom from God the righteousness, the sanctification and the redemption
都可以讲到神使我们成为智慧神的智慧是什么呢
What is the wisdom of God?
是公义
It's righteousness
是圣洁
Sanctification
是救赎
Redemption
神在基督里面做成了三件大事
So God in Christ Jesus has accomplished three great things
我们因信被称为义
By faith we're justified
我们因信我们灵得救
By faith our spirit is saved
叫我们能够成为圣洁
So that we could become holy
我们有分别为圣
We're being separate apart
我们怎么能够成为圣洁呢
How can we become holy?
现在你的魂得救
First, your soul has to be saved
你的心思、意念、情感
Your mind, your thought, your emotion, your will
让基督在里面充满
Let Christ fill them
因基督是你的生命
Because Christ is your life
你的魂得救了
So your soul is delivered
你活才能够活出圣洁的生活
And only such way you can live a holy life
你才能被改变
Then you could be transformed
他是我们的救赎
He is our redemption
身体因着神我们要改变形状
Our body
我们能够像他有他的荣耀
Our body will be transformed into His glorious one, and this is done because of God.
基督成为我们的圣洁、公义、救赎。
Christ has become our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
所以我们才能够成为真正的祭司。
And only in such a way we could become royal priests.
我们才能够带着君王尊荣来侍奉神。
Then we can come to serve God with this kingly majesty.
而且说是圣洁的国度。
And also the Bible teaches that it's a holy nation.
神的国的性质是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Now the nature of God's kingdom is holy without blemish.
在彼得后书第一章十一节那里告诉我们。
In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11.
说这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得进我们主耶稣基督永远的国。
For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
丰丰富富的进入我主耶稣基督永远的国
Abundantly this entrance will be supplied to you into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ
怎么样叫做丰丰富富
What does it mean to enter it abundantly
是圣洁没有瑕疵的
That is holy without blemish
我们被改变
We have been transformed
被磨成神儿子的形状
We have been conformed to the image of the Son of God
这是 魂的得救所带出来的事实。
And this is the fact being brought by the salvation of the souls.
这是我们今天神拣选我们做君尊的祭司，做圣洁的国度的实实际。
And this is the reality when God has chosen us to be royal priesthood and a holy nation.
你看大祭司，你看到祭司的外袍。
Look at the high priest's robe.
不单单是蓝色的，属天的。
Not only the color is blue, that's a heavenly color.
而且说呢，整个的袍啊，只有一个洞，就是叫头这来伸出来，而且那个领子啊，要做得很紧啊，不能够有任何的破裂。
And there is one opening, and the binding has to be. Woven very tightly, there should not be any tear.
全身不能够有破口。
So there should no breaches, whatever in the whole robe.
而且二十八节第四十节那个说，里面还要穿上内袍。
And also in Exodus chapter 28 verse 4, he says, also there should be this tunic within.
而且四十二节说要穿上细麻布的裤子，遮盖下体。
And also we read that you should wear this trousers of fine linen to cover your nakedness.
人的肉体一点都不能够出来。
So man's flesh should not come forth whatsoever.
外面有基督的荣美。
Outside you have the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ.
里面有圣洁的生活。
Within you have this holy living.
带出圣洁没有瑕疵。
And what displays is simply this holiness without any blemish.
不单只是外面。
Not only on the outside.
是从里面出来。
But it comes from inside.
今天我们里面。
Today within us.
有什么呢？
What do we have?
你里面是什么东西呢？
What are the things within your heart?
你心思意念，你的情感里面充满的是什么呢？
What's in your thoughts, intent, in your emotions, in your will?
外面我们佩戴基督为荣耀为华美。
Outwardly, we have put on Jesus Christ for beauty and for glory.
你里面预备好了没有？
But are you ready inwardly?
你真正是灵得救，魂整个的被拯救，让基督充满在你的心思意念的里面。你也带出圣洁没有瑕疵的这样的生活。
Are you totally saved in spirit and in soul? Jesus Christ living in you, so you would simply carry out this holy life without any blemish.
是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，而且是属神的子民。
So we are the royal priesthood, a holy nation, and also God's special people.
是神买来作为他产业的子民。
We are purchased by God as his inheritance.
是叫他能够享用，能够得满足的。
So that God could enjoy us, so that God could be satisfied.
我们在这里看到，你读英文，读这节圣经，有一个意思好像我们中文没有办法了解的。
If you read the English Bible, there is something that in the Chinese Bible hasn't really spelled out.
这里说唯有你们是一个被拣选的族类，是一个有君尊的祭司群，是一个圣洁的国度。
Here, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
我们就看到吗？
Do we see it here?
我们是许多的被拣选。
Many of us are chosen.
但是主说这里是一个被拣选的族类。
But here the Lord says you are a chosen race.
我们是一个一个的做祭司。
Individually we are priests, one by one.
但是是一个有君尊祭司的体系。
But now together we are a royal priesthood.
一个圣洁的国度，是一个国，是分别出来的。
A holy nation, a kingdom that is set apart.
是一群属神的子民。
A corporate group of people for God's own possession.
我们在这里看到什么？
What do we see here?
彼得前书第二章让你讲到，我们要像活时被建造成为灵宫。
In chapter 2 of 1 Peter, we read that we should be like a living stone being built up as a spiritual house.
今天神要得着的，一个一个的得着我们，但是他要得着的是一个身体，一个为工。
Today, God has obtained us one by one individually, but what he really wants is a spiritual house corporately.A church.
我们要成为他的产业。
We want to become his inheritance.
来完成他的旨意。
To accomplish his will.
在以弗所书一二三章里面就讲到神永远的旨意。
In Ephesians 1-3, chapter 1-3, they all speak of God's eternal purpose.
以弗所书第一章十一节、十二节那里说。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse
12, 11 and 12. 说我们。也在他里面得了基业或者成了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里面有盼望的人身上得着称赞。
Verse 11, chapter 1 of Ephesians. In him we also we have obtained an inheritance, or to say we have become his inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory.
就是说我们这首先在基督里面有盼望的人，叫他的荣耀可以在我们身上得着称赞。
Here he says that we first hope in Christ should be to the praise of his glory.
我们前面一节就说神的旨意是万有在基督里面要同归于一。
And in the previous verse we read that according to the purpose of God is that all things will be summed up in one in Christ Jesus.
万有怎么要基督在基督里面同归于一呢？
How could it be that all things would be summed up in Christ in oneness?
要先借着我们。
First, it has to be through us.
先借着教会。
Through the church.
就是那一个。
That is the one.
被拣选的，一个有君尊祭司的，一个圣洁的国库，一个子民。
That is one elect, one a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and also a holy nation.
叫神的荣耀。首先在我们身上得着称赞。
So that God's glory will first be praised from us.
神的旨意就完成在地上。
And then God's will be accomplished on earth.
我们这样难道不是神的产业，不是神所拥有，不是神所使用的吗？
Doesn't this turn us into God's inheritance and the vessels that he can use?
以弗所书二章第七节
Ephesians 2:7
神说要将他极丰盛的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里面向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
God says that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
神要我们成为他智慧恩爱工作的标本，显明给后来的时代看。
God wants us to become the symbols of his wisdom and his grace to be displayed to all the generations to come.
第三章第十节说
Chapter 3 verse 10
说我要借着教会使天上执政掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
God wants to do this to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
神要因着我们的服事。
Now because of the services of us,
神要因着我们这一群被称为一个祭司群，一个君尊祭司的体系。
Because of us who have become a royal priesthood.
我们成为那圣洁的国度。
Because we have become a holy kingdom, holy nation.
叫神的旨意在我们身上先得着完成的时候，就带进神整个计划的完成。
God will bring in all the consummation of his purpose when his will is first accomplished in us.
今天我们听到神的呼召吗？
Today, have we heard his calling?
我们今天有没有看到唯有我们能够做这件事情？
Today, have we seen the fact that only we could do this?
神等着我们。
God is waiting for us.
所以神就最后就告诉我们说，
So in the end, God tells us that
我们要做什么呢？
What is that we need to do?
我们要宣扬那召你们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
We need to proclaim the excellencies of Him who called us out of the darkness into His marvelous light.
叫我们能够把基督活出来。
So that we could live out Christ.
我们能够把人带到神的跟前。
So that we could bring man before God.
我们把神带到人的中间。
And also bring God in the midst of man.
我们怎么样能够把这个服事带出来呢？
How can we bring out this kind of ministry?
是借着生命的活出来。
It's through the living out of this life.
叫我们怎么样宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙者的美德呢？
How could we proclaim the excellencies of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light?
就是借着君尊祭司的职分，把这位君王发表出来。
It is through the ministry of this royal priesthood you could make manifest of this king.
彼得一生跟从主。
Peter followed the Lord all his life.
他知道他不能够靠自己。
He knew he could not rely on himself.
他知道他要喂养主的羊。
He knew he must feed the Lord's sheep.
他知道他去兼顾这些信徒。
He knew he had to establish all these saints.
他知道他不是靠一些的道理，也不是靠他一些的工作。
He knew he could never accomplish by his teaching or his own works.
是根据他生命的活出来。
But this was done totally based on the living out, outflowing of his life.
我们今天要去宣扬那招我们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
Today, as we also want to proclaim the excellencies of Him who called us out of darkness and into His marvelous light,
就是把这个生命活出来。
Then we also have to live out this life.
让我们的主不单只住在我们的灵里面。
So not only would our Lord live in our spirit,
让我们的主整个的住在我们的心中。
But our Lord would make room, settle totally in our hearts.
叫我们里面活着的不再是我们。
So it is no longer I who live.
让基督在我们里面活。
But Christ lives within.
当基督在我们里面活出来的时候。
When Christ lives out from us.
那一个生活。
That kind of life.
是一个侍奉的生活。
It's a life of service.
是一个君尊祭司的生活。
It's a life of a noble royal priesthood.
是喂养牧养羊群的生活。
That's the life that I could feed the flock.
今天神没有把这个责任交给任何天使任何的族类。
Today God has never entrusted this a responsibility to any angelical beings or any other races.
今天神把这一个呼召这个托付就给了我们。
This calling, this entrustment has been given to us.
得到全备救恩的这一群人。
All of us who have received this full salvation.
让我们在神的跟前，我们接受神的呼召。
Let us all receive this calling from Him.
我们能够活出，我们实在是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
So that we could truly live out a life proclaiming that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation.
不管你年纪多大。
Regardless of your age.
不管你信主多少年。
Regardless of years you have believed in the Lord.
你里面有耶稣基督的生命吗？
Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ's life within you?
让他在你里面活。
Let Him live within you.
你就活出祭司的职分。
Then you will live out this royal priesthood.
神看你为宝贵。
And God will see you as precious.
你不单只得到天上那不能玷污、不能朽坏、存到永远的基业。
Not only have you received the inheritance, that is reserved in heaven for you, that is imperishable, that's not defiled, that does not fade away.
我们也能够成为基督的基业。
But you will also become the Lord's inheritance.
让神得着我们。
Oh, let God receive all of us.
让神使用我们。
May God use all of us.
让我们经历他是我们的荣耀，他是我们的华美。
Let us all experience that He is our glory and He is our beauty.
叫我们不甘心
过这个平凡世俗的生活。
So we're not willing to live a mundane, a worldly life.
叫我们真正的让神在我们身上得到满足，我们也因着神的心满足，我们才有真正的满足跟喜乐。
That God be satisfied in us first, so that because of His satisfaction with us, then we will have this real joy, real satisfaction from Him.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
你给我们这么大的救恩。
You have given us such a great salvation.
你把这么样的尊贵的位分给了我们。
You've given us such a noble position.
叫我们实在能够活出你的荣耀，你的华美。
So that we could truly live out your beauty and your glory.
叫我们今天在地上，我们不白占地土。
Let us not take the room on the ground in vain.
我们叫我们活在地上，能够真是宣扬那招我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Help us to proclaim the excellencies of the Lord who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
让我们不再为自己活。
So that no longer we will live for ourselves.
我们让基督在我们身上活出来。
But Christ lives in us.
愿你在我们身上得到满足。
May you be satisfied within us.
我们也在你里面享受那丰盛荣耀的满足。
And also in you, we will enjoy that abundant satisfaction.
祝福在这里的教会。
Bless the church here.
祝福在这里的见证。
Bless the testimony here.
愿荣耀归给你。
To you be all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.